This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A coalition of agriculture groups is calling on Congress to repeal the Cuba embargo to allow agriculture exports. The latest announcement from the Commerce Department allows more exports to Cuba, but failed to include agriculture products as they fall under restrictions put in place by Congress. The U.S. Coalition for Cuba told the Hagstrom Report the group wants Congress to act on repealing the embargo to allow agriculture exports and financing of them as well. The Trade Sanctions Reform and Export Enhancement Act of 2000 does not allow agriculture products to be sold on credit to Cuba. The coalition says the recent announcement demonstrated the imbalances in trade policy with Cuba. The coalition's Paul Johnson said, "We need to use every tool at our disposal to build a relationship with Cuba that endures," adding that starts and ends with a healthy agricultural relationship. Johnson said Congress appears likely to repeal the embargo in pieces. Researchers at the University of Illinois say Palmer amaranth could again damage soybean yields in 2016, possibly spreading further north in the Midwest. Weed ecologist Adam Davis said there are no current climate limitations to any of the genotypes of Palmer amaranth researched, adding this is a serious weed. He says Palmer amaranth is an even bigger threat than most weeds for soybeans, causing soybean yield losses up to 80% in severe cases. Palmer amaranth already exists in states such as Illinois, but it has not become a major problem. The university advised farmers should learn to identify and remove Palmer amaranth before it goes to seed, creating a much bigger problem. Next, we're going to visit with the Carlinville FFA chapter. I talked with Nick Bohenan, Connor Walker, and Adam Emery last week about projects and events the chapter has been working on this year. We visit today with the Carlinville FFA chapter, and we're going to be talking with a few members, but we're going to start off by talking with Nick Bohenan. Nick, could you tell us what grade you're in and what your role with the FFA chapter is?
I am a junior, and I am the vice president of our FFA chapter, and basically I step in whenever the president needs my help or whenever he's absent for a meeting.
And how's that going for you so far this year?
I guess it's going pretty well. I mean, our president's been here every day, so kind of haven't really needed to step in a whole lot, but it's been good.
Great to hear. You guys have been busy so far this year. One thing you've been competing in was a parliamentary procedure. What can you tell us about that contest?
Well, a parliamentary procedure is kind of an interesting beast to handle. It's basically how we run efficient meetings and how all the specifics and how we pass laws and how we change laws. We've been practicing pretty much this entire month, and we're competing this Wednesday.
And will that be a section or a district competition?
It will just be a section competition.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck. Something else that's coming up actually pretty soon is a pork chop dinner. What can you tell us about that? When's it taking place?
Well, our pork chop dinner is being held February 1st. It's at 5 o'clock here at the high school, and basically, come on down, have yourself a pork chop. We have some sides. It's $10, I think, for a pork chop dinner, just one, and $12 for two, and then it's $5 for any kids.
And is this a fundraiser for the chapter?
Yes, it is. This is going to help us pretty much do everything that we need to do, hopefully, this year, and maybe a little bit for next year, too.
Something new the chapter is trying to start is an alumni group. Any details that you can share about that?
Yes, our alumni program just got started up, and they're kind of on their own 2 feet now. Anyone can join it. You don't have to be a past FFA member. Just come on down and have a good time.
And who can they contact for more information about that group?
You can contact Mr. Groves. Mr. Kevin Groves, he's the alumni president, and I don't have any contact information for him.
That's okay. We can find out later. We're going to talk with Connor Walker now. Connor, can you tell us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm a junior in high school, and I am the sentinel of our FFA chapter, which the sentinel just prepares the meeting room and helps the president maintain order.
And are you enjoying that officer position so far this year?
Absolutely.
You guys have a couple events coming up, one of those being a youth conference in April. Do you have members attending, and what do you know about the conference?
We have two members attending, and the Farm Bureau Youth Conference is just a conference to where we pretty much meet different people around Macoupin County, or, well, Illinois in general, and just learn about new careers and different learning experiences.
And I assume you guys will go and stay maybe at a hotel, and it'll be a bunch of leadership activities?
Yes, it's a two-day event, and there should be a bunch of activities to do.
Something else that should be pretty fun coming up is National FFA Week. What kind of activities do you guys have planned for that?
Well, we have activity for every day of the week from February 22nd to the 26th. I know a couple of them are like drive your truck to school day or drive your tractor to school day, camo day, and then a teacher appreciation breakfast that we held on Wednesday. So it should be pretty fun.
And that's something that you guys participate in every year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, next we're going to visit with Adam Emery. Adam, can you also tell us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
I'm a sophomore in high school. I am the chapter secretary. I take meeting notes at every meeting and record business as done.
You have been working on a few projects, and you mentioned they're called restoration projects. Tell us what pieces of equipment you guys have been working on.
Previously, we have redone a hay wagon with a John Deere running gear. We sold that at Stewart's Auction. Also, right now, we are working on a IH-37 disc that is 8 foot wide, and we are restoring that. We're going to sell that at Stewart's Auction also. And a IH-100 disc, that or 100 manure spreader, that is going to be sold at Stewart's Auction also.
And where do you guys get these pieces of equipment from? Are they donated by farmers or members of the community?
They are both bought on other auctions for cheaper money, or donated by members of the community and other farmers around the area.
So when you sell them then, is that a fundraiser for the chapter?
Yes. All the chapters do all the work, and we get all the profits, and it helps fund the chapter for the next year.
Carlinville FFA Chapter Vice President Nick Bohenan, Sentinel Connor Walker, and Secretary Adam Emery. And for more information about the Carlinville FFA Alumni Group, you can contact Kevin Groves by email at grovesfarm90@gmail.com. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.